Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie. Mike, you know what? I used one of the tips from yesterday's article.
Really?
But I still didn't sleep well last night.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Well, we should remind people, yesterday we were talking about tips for people who have trouble sleeping at night. And the three tips we learned about yesterday was one, to take a warm bath before you go to bed.
洗暖水澡。
Yeah, make sure your bedroom is nice and dark before you go to bed.
房间关暗。
And also a good idea is sometime during the day, get some exercise.
做运动。
It'll help to tire out your body、
yeah.
and help you to fall asleep、mm-hmm. more easily. I guess you get the exercise before you take the bath.
Not really. I turned all the lights off.
You did?
Last night when I went to bed.
Then you took a bath and then you went to play baseball. See, you did it in the wrong way.
No, I didn't exercise.
You didn't exercise.
I didn't take the warm bath.
Okay.
I only turned all the lights off.
And what happened?
I just couldn't fall asleep.
Really?
I got scared.
You got...Scared?
It's
monsters?
It's too dark. I always leave a light on.
Oh, it's the monsters under the bed, right? Or in the closet?
Maybe gonna walk in to the door.
They could. All right. Well, you gotta get over your fear of monsters.
Okay.
I think that's mainly your first challenge and might be a challenge for other people. But if you have any problems falling asleep today, we have three more great tips for you in our article. So let's go check it out. And then maybe Elsie will get a good night's sleep tonight.Fingers crossed.
Keys to a good night's sleep.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
On the other hand, you should not do these things at night. Don't drink coffee or tea.Drinking coffee or tea is okay during the day. But not in the evening. These drinks contain lots of caffeine.This gives you too much energy. And keeps you awake at night. Don't eat too much food. Your stomach will work hard if you eat too much. Try to finish dinner at least 3 hours before bed. So you feel more comfortable at night.Don't watch TV or use your phone before bed. You will feel excited when you watch movies and check messages.Turning your phone and TV off 2 hours before bed will help you sleep better.
Drink. Drink. drink, drank, drunk. I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days. I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days. Evening, evening. We can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner. We can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner. Energy, energy. We need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. We need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. Comfortable, comfortable. I feel comfortable when I'm in my room. I feel comfortable when I'm in my room.
So yesterday, we looked at some things you should do before you go to bed, and that's all very good and well. They were good bits of advice, good tips. But another thing that stops people from getting a good night's sleep are the things that they shouldn't do. There are things you should not do before going to bed at night, and it might actually be these things that are your problem, not the fact that you don't take a warm bath or you don't exercise, but if you do some of these things that we'll learn about today, yeah, that could be ruining everything for you. So as the article begins, it says, on the other hand, or on the other side of the discussion, on the other side of what we're talking about, you should not do these things at night.
所以在昨天的文章当中呢，一方面我们是需要在睡前做一些事情的，不过今天呢，是另一方面，晚上睡前不该做的事情有哪些呢？What are the things we shouldn't do?
Well, the first one is probably one that many people would have guessed. It says, don't drink coffee or tea. Yes, absolutely. Do not drink coffee or tea for, well, quite a few hours before you go to bed.
不要喝咖啡或茶. Maybe don't drink coffee or tea before, I think...5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, 5, 6 p.m. I would say would be the latest you might want to have something like that. Or other things like Coca-Cola that also have caffeine. It's the caffeine.
Caffeine.
C-A-F-F-E-I-N-E. It's the caffeine in the coffee, tea, and Coca-Cola and other stuff. That's what stops you from falling asleep. But of course, all of these are things that we drink. And drink is our first word power word. D-R-I-N-K. D-R-I-N-K. Drink.All right, what is it to drink? Well, to drink is basically do do that. You're not eating your food, you're drinking something that is a liquid. We can drink water, we can drink milk, we can drink juice, we can drink Coca-Cola and soft drinks, we can drink coffee, tea, all sorts of things. You can't drink a hamburger, so don't even try, because that's food, it's not a drink. And yes, I'm using drink as a noun as well, because something that is in a bottle or glass that you drink is also a drink. You drink your drink. For example, I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days. I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days, but not before I try to fall asleep.
Drink.在文章中当动词是喝的动作那三态呢是 drink, drank, drunk 例句说呢在炎热的夏日里面我喜欢喝冰茶那刚刚 Mike 老师有提到喝东西是 drink 那我们喝的那个东西饮料也是 drink 所以 drink 可以当动词也可以当名词来使用 What if I say I love to drink, period?
I love to drink? Well, that might be you like to drink alcohol. Because someone says he drinks too much. They're not saying that he drinks water or juice or milk too much. That might be too much alcohol. But of course, if you're under 18, or if you really want to be safe, under 21, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. In fact, some young kids, they say, shouldn't even drink coffee.
Right.
Because it's not really that good for a
growing body.
I think
it's bad for their bones.
Yeah, it can be, of course. Yeah. But anyways, people do drink coffee, and as we said, the caffeine, what's in the coffee that keeps you awake, is also in tea, but in smaller amounts. As the article tells us, drinking coffee or tea, or Coca-Cola, is okay during the day, but not in the evening.
Right.
Yes, as we kind of mentioned, after dinner time, anytime around 7, 8, 9 p.m., it's a little bit risky to drink coffee, tea, other things with caffeine, because the thing about caffeine is it wakes you up. It gives your body energy and makes it hard to fall asleep.
所以在白天喝咖啡或茶是 OK 的，但是不要在傍晚喝哦， because they can keep you awake.
Absolutely.
Wide awake.
Coffee in the morning might be okay, you know, for breakfast. Coffee in the afternoon. I like to have a coffee after lunch.Often, you know, to wake me up a little in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But the evening, this is the time when we're saying do not try to, try not to drink coffee or tea. Evening, it's a word, power word. It's spelled E-V-E-N-I-N-G. E-V-E-N-I-N-G. Let's check it out. Evening is a time of day. Remember I talked about morning, and then I talked about afternoon, and then we got to evening. As we go through the day, that's kind of how it goes. The afternoon would be after lunch, maybe, you know, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The evening is around dinner time and a few hours after that, maybe 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Something like that would be the evening. And then as we get later, that would be the night, all right? 9, 10, 11 p.m., 12 p.m., that would be nighttime or the night. So evening is, you know, dinner time or just after. For example, we can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner. We can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner.
Evening, 傍晚的意思。虽然中文是傍晚，可是同学们要注意哦。我们在讲 evening 的时候，时间大概是晚餐六点到大概晚上九点这一段时间。那例句说到呢，今天傍晚吃完饭之后呢，我们可以去公园散步。那当然复习一下啦，如果是在早上 in the morning， 在下午 in the afternoon， 在傍晚 in the evening， what about night？ We say at night， 在晚上。那现在我们就先进 Magic Box 听讲师讲解动名词当主词的用法。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Waking up early is so hard for me. 早起实在是太痛苦了啦，因为呢又是期中考了。昨天呢我可是读到凌晨两点才睡觉，哆啦 A 梦他都不把他的道具借我，真是太讨厌了啦。要是呢有记忆吐司或是电脑铅笔，我就不用烦恼啦。我就是功课不好，体育也不好，又懒惰的大熊啦。好，所以呢我们刚刚最前面的例句讲到呢，早起是一件困难的事。主词呢我们是早起这个动作，因为我们说 wake up early。但是呢这个 wake up early 这个事情呢，这个动词当作主词哦，这样子后面呢我们又要接上 be 动词，可以吗？当然不行哦，我呢都快被搞混啦。所以呢这个时候呢我们就要请出呢动名词 ving 咯。我们呢就把 wake up early 这个动作呢变成动名词 waking up early。 OK， 这样子呢它呢就变成了一个动名词，顾名思义也就是一个名词，也就是呢早起这件事情。这个时候呢它呢就可以当作主词来使用咯。我们呢就在后面加上 be 动词，再加上形容词。注意到呢我们动名词当作主词的时候呢，因为它表示的是那一件事情，所以呢注意到我们动词呢永远都是使用单数哦。所以呢我们整个句子再看一遍咯。 Waking up early is so hard for me. Waking up earlyIs so hard for me. 早起对我来说是一件很困难的事情。我们呢在这边用的是 be 动词 is， 注意到了它一样是第三人称单数。我们再举个例子好了，早起呢虽然对我来说很难，但其实呢是对身体很好的。 Waking up early is good for your health. Waking up early is good for your health.早起呢对健康有益哦，这样子呢是不是很简单？ be 动词后面的呢 good for your health 就是呢用来表示早起这件事情怎么样。 OK， 再举个例子咯，哆啦 A 梦呢他最爱吃铜锣烧咯。 Eating dorayaki is the best thing for him.
Eating dorayaki is the best thing for him. 我们呢把吃铜锣烧这件事情当作主词哦，所以呢我们把 eat 呢变成了 eating。但是呢，如果像这个句子哦，我们是把动作当作主词，如果没有讲人的话，哎，我们怎么知道呢？是谁觉得快乐，谁觉得怎么样呢？所以呢，对谁来说，我们的用法呢就是加上介系词 for， 再加上人。OK， 例如呢，我们这边说 eating dorayaki is the best thing。吃铜锣烧是最棒的事情，对谁来说呢 ？For him， 对他来说，是不是很简单呢？最后呢，来总结一下咯。如果呢，像是我们说多喝水对身体很好，这种呢，在主词呢是包含动作的句子，我们呢记得要把动词改成动名词来当主词咯，后面呢再加上单数的动词。好的，那我们大家来试着造句吧。多喝水对身体很好，我们该怎么说呢？好，这边解答给你咯。 Drinking water is good for your body. Drinking water is good for your body. 好，看起来呢你们都会了，那我要出门去期中考啦。
All right, back to the article. So yes, we've already mentioned this and the article says it very clearly in the next sentence. When we're talking about why you shouldn't drink coffee or tea in the evening, these drinks contain lots of caffeine. These drinks contain lots of caffeine.
这些饮料呢含有很多的 caffeine, 咖啡因，它是一个不可数名词哦。And that's what keeps you awake.、我们看到 lots of 这个片语呢，其实就是 a lot of 的意思。很多，那这两个片语呢，人很好，怎么说呢？后面你可以加可数或不可数的名词都可以。
Yes, coffee has lots of caffeine. Tea, I think, has a little bit less. Coca-Cola, maybe a little less, but still lots. And of course, we also should mention, and don't even think about having one of those energy drinks.
Like, energy drink!
Like Red Bull or something like that. That has lots.And lots of caffeine, even more than coffee. So stay away from all of that stuff. Why? Well, this gives you too much energy and keeps you awake at night. You are doing exactly the wrong thing if you're trying to fall asleep by having caffeine.
所以呢，你如果喝太多含有咖啡因的饮料，它会给你太多的能量，这样让你整晚都会是醒着的。
And our next word, power word, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy. And why did I spell energy quickly? Because I have lots of energy. Energy is that feeling of power that you might feel in your body. If you have a really good sleep, you might wake up saying, hey, I feel like I could climb a mountain and fight a bear and do all my homework at the same time and never be tired because you have lots of energy. That feeling of power in your body. Of course, we can have energy. We use lots of machines that have energy too. You put gas in your car and the car burns the gas to get energy, to get power that it can use to do many different types of jobs. But that power that we feel, that we get from our food and our sleep in our bodies, that power we can call energy. For example, we need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. We need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. Sleep too.
Energy 指的是身体的精力、能量，或者是我们生活当中用到的能源。那例句说呢，我们需要吃东西来取得能量。如果你不吃的话，你就会总是感到疲累。那 energy 是不可数名词哦，太多的能量，我们说 too much energy。much 后面加的就是不可数名词。那如果今天我们要讲的是太多人、太多的物品，人和物品都可以数，我们就会说 too many。too many people, too many customers, 太多顾客了。Awake 这个形容词呢，它是做后位的修饰。文章中啊，它放在后面修饰前面的名词 you。那它跟 wake 有什么不一样呢 ？W-A-K-E wake 它是一个动词 ，to wake somebody up 叫醒某人。Don't wake me up 不要叫醒我。So anything else we shouldn't do at night?
Well, we've already covered the things we shouldn't drink, but it also says don't eat too much food.
Ooh.
Yeah, going to bed with a really full stomach, it might make you tired, but you won't sleep very well.
所以睡前不要吃太多食物。
Because your stomach is busy after you've eaten too much food. It's busy breaking that food down into energy, as the article says. Your stomach will work hard if you eat too much.
如果你吃太多，胃 stomach 就会很辛苦的工作。So don't make your stomach work hard at night or you won't fall asleep.
Exactly. And trying to burp while you're lying down is not a fun thing to do. So as the article says, here's some good advice.Try to finish dinner at least 3 hours before bed so you feel more comfortable at night. Yeah, try to finish your dinner at least 3 hours. So not 3 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Anything more than 3 hours is a good thing to think about when you're having dinner and planning your bedtime.
所以试着至少在睡前三小时吃完晚餐，这样你就会在晚上觉得更舒服。
And here we come to our last word, power word, comfortable. Comfortable, C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Comfortable, C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Comfortable.Comfortable is that feeling of comfort, like when your body is feeling good, when you have no pain, when everything just feels great. We often use it to describe all sorts of things, from a feeling to a pair of shoes that your feet feel great in. Maybe we could talk about a comfortable thing like a chair, a bed. You sit down on it, you lie down on it, you just feel great. So lots of things that make your body, especially your body, feel really good.Could be described as comfortable. And of course, your body feels comfortable when you're wearing a nice pair of shoes, sitting on a chair, or just when you have no pain, when nothing hurts, when everything feels good. For example, I feel comfortable when I'm in my room. I feel comfortable when I'm in my room. It's my safe place, my happy place, my home.
Comfortable.它是一个形容词，代表舒适的。那刚例句说到呢，在我房间里的时候啊，我觉得很舒适。那它的相反字不舒服的该怎么说呢？其实很简单哦，在 comfortable 的字首加上 un, uncomfortable 就是不舒服的意思。那其实呢，这个字里面还藏着一个动词叫做 comfort, 是安慰的动作。那在文章句子里面呢，我们看到 at least 这个片语，对不对？它是至少、最少的意思。那如果我们要表达至多、最多，我们用的是 at most。
Now you might have noticed there that Elsie and I pronounced the word a little differently, I should say. I said it with three syllables, comfortable. She said comfortable. But both of those are okay, it just kind of depends where you come from. But you can say comfortable or comfortable. Both of those are fine. Another good thing that we have here, another good bit of advice, don't watch TV or use your phone before bed. Yes, don't watch TV or use your phone. That's not necessarily talking on the phone. That's using your smartphone, playing games, things like that. Avoid these things before bed.
Or swipe some pictures, swipe, 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 swipe.
All of that, not good.
不要在睡前看电视或使用你的手机。I do that all the time.
I think a lot of people do that all the time, but it might not be the best thing to do. As we learn, you will feel excited when you watch movies, right? And you check messages. So both of these things might excite you. The movie on TV or the exciting baseball game or whatever it is you're watching, that might excite you. Checking messages, you might get great news or bad news or, you know, something like that. And more importantly, the light from your tablet or phone is the same kind of light we get from the sun. So in the same way that we should have a dark room, we should also not have bright lights in our face, lights like we see with our smartphone.
没错，看
电影。Read a book.
看电影或看讯息都会让你觉得很兴奋，然后呢，手机或平板给你的光也会影响你的睡眠品质。所以读书吧。
That's right. Reading a book, actually, that is good advice. But don't use your Kindle. Don't read an e-book. Read a normal book. But here's another bit of good advice. Turning your phone and TV off 2 hours before bed will help you sleep better. Try not to look at any bright electronic screens.For about 2 hours before you go to bed. Read a book!
Yeah, but I bet few people can do that.
I read books.
Turn off your...
It's easy. Click.
Cell phone 2 hours
before bed. There's a button. Click. Click.
A lot of people are going to worry about, what kind of messages am I going to get?
Yeah, that's true.
所以在睡前两小时呢，把手机和电视关掉。 你会睡得比较好。Turn off 是关掉电器用品。那如果要打开电器用品是 turn on. For example, turn on the AC,、打开冷气。不要用 close 或 open, 那是你真的要去把那个机器给打开或关起来哦。
All right, so now it's time for us to wrap it all up. I hope this advice has been great for you guys. I hope you're able to get even better sleep now than you were before. And before we totally finish off and say goodbye, we have a little review game for you, so please stay awake for that.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, today we're going to play something I call the synonym game.
同义字游戏。
Yes, not the cinnamon game. We're not talking about that tasty thing you put on your coffee.
不是肉桂游戏。
It's not cinnamon, it's synonym.
是同义字游戏。
Those are two really hard words to say. Synonym is a word that means the same thing. Cinnamon is that brown thing that you put on your coffee or on cakes or things like that. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about synonyms, things、that mean something very similar. Here we go. Word number one. I'm going to say the synonyms, you guess. Word number one, beverage.
Beverage.
Beverage. That's a good fancy word for what I'm talking about. We could also say guzzle.Because the word I'm talking about actually could be a noun or a verb. Beverage.
Okay, so you're guzzle, talking about...
Quaff.
Drink.
Drink, yeah. Guzzle is to drink really, really quickly. Quaff, that's an old word.
Quaff.
To quaff. Q-U-A-F-F means to drink as well. And a beverage is a drink.、So if you're ever in a restaurant, especially in America,、they all say, and would you like a beverage with your food? Would you like a drink?With your food. All right, so there you go.、the next word we have, oh, that's a tough one. I
think Which
a,
one?
A synonym for that. The end of day.
The end of day?、一天的结束哦。
Sundown or sunset.
Oh, 太阳下山了、那就不是早上 early, Not morning, not afternoon.
And very, next one is very, very late afternoon.
Evening.
Evening, exactly. And evening is around sundown or sunset.、When the sun goes down in the west, that's、usually the sign that evening is beginning.
Sunset, 日落。
Yeah, there you go. All right, we have another. Ooh, that's... easy.
Easy.
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
Relaxing.
Relaxing. Comfortable.
Comfortable, right. Yeah, you feel easy, you feel relaxed, you feel comfortable.
Right.、
those are all very similar things. And、power. Vim. Vigor. Vitality.
Energy,
right. Vim, vigor, and vitality are all their other ways of saying energy. So if you have lots of power, you could also say you have lots of energy.、Good job. You did extremely well. I think she must have gotten a great night's sleep last night. And hopefully tonight...
I hope today I can sleep better.
No coffee, remember? And no playing Angry Birds or, you know, Pokemon Go or anything like that.
No, check my Facebook.
2 hours before you go to bed.
2 hours, I have to turn off my phone.
That's right.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good decision, good advice, good article.
And you have to do that if you have trouble sleeping.
And we hope it's helped everyone as well out there. All right, guys, we'll see you soon, full of energy with a big night's sleep and no bags under your eyes. Take care until then. Bye-bye.
Keys to a good night's sleep.
On the other hand, you should not do these things at night.Don't drink coffee or tea. Drinking coffee or tea is okay during the day, but not in the evening. These drinks contain lots of caffeine. This gives you too much energy and keeps you awake at night. Don't eat too much food. Your stomach will work hard if you eat too much.Try to finish dinner at least 3 hours before bed so you feel more comfortable at night. Don't watch TV or use your phone before bed. You will feel excited when you watch movies and check messages. Turning your phone and TV off 2 hours before bed will help you sleep better.
drink, 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 drank, drunk. I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days. I love to drink cool tea on hot summer days. Evening, evening. We can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner. We can go for a walk in the park this evening after dinner. Energy, energy. We need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. We need to eat food to get energy. If you don't eat, you'll be tired all the time. Comfortable, comfortable. I feel comfortable when I'm in my room. I feel comfortable when I'm in my room.